Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That is the call line for you to call in and talk about whatever you want. Again, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
You're actually not seeing things. This is a live, I don't believe I've ever been here for a Friday night episode of Free Talk Live.
Oh, wow.
It's really weird to be here. I mean, we weren't even going to do a show tonight. Evidently, Mark is sick. I think the captain is sick as well, and I was the only other option. But obviously, I work Friday nights. But thankfully, it is a holiday weekend, and on Friday nights, because we're so busy, we do have extra staff there. So I was like, hey, look, if I don't get out there, there's not going to be a live show tonight.
Wait, and what holiday is it?
It is Good Friday, apparently.
Oh, I didn't recognize that as a holiday in my mind, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really recognize it as one either, but apparently King does, because business was much, much slower tonight than usual, which is great. We needed it, and it freed me to actually come here and do the show. And we're joined now by...
Chris.
Welcome back. I don't think I've done a show with you since the Call to Freedom days.
Oh, no, it's been a while.
So what's happening in the world today? I've seen stuff about something happening in the Capitol. Do either of you have any idea what's happening?
I saw news report going on about it a few minutes after, or not a few minutes, but maybe like during the hour of it happening. And I saw that some officers had been injured, and I saw them getting into an ambulance. And that was all I knew. I think that somebody was stabbed.
Well, according to MSNBC, a police officer, William Evans, has been killed in a Capitol car attack. It's really hard to be upset about that.
Do you mean car attack?
A motorist rammed a barricade and lunged at authorities with a knife.
I heard about the knife, so I thought somebody got stabbed.
All of this seems to just be about the history of the officer, and I don't really care about that. Of course, I'm limited in what news websites I can and can't visit right now. At the moment, it's mostly MSNBC, and so I have to go with whatever they choose to talk about regarding it.
I can't imagine it is going to be when you're being threatened and, you know, held in a cage, it's kind of hard to get upset about people.
Those people.
Yeah, those particular people who are throwing you in that cage or threatening your life. So.
Yeah, the other night some people egged my car, and my roommate, I understand why he would call the cops, because his car got egged too, and he wanted, you know, to let his insurance know, and so he needed to call the cops. But when they got there, he asked me if I wanted to talk to them, and I said, no, like, I don't want to talk to them. Like, I'd rather just deal with my car being egged myself than ask the people who just kidnapped my boyfriend for help. Well, assisted in it.
Yeah, I left pretty much as soon as I found out that he had called the cops. I was like, yeah, I don't need or want to be here for this.
Oh, yeah, definitely not optimal in that situation. I kind of feel for you. You know, it's like, even though it was a property crime and, you know, you'd be justified in, you know, using some level of violence kind of in self-defense of yourself and your property, you just don't want to involve the police, because they're just going to make things worse.
It would be great if there was, you know, like other choices for defense for me to go to and pay somebody else to help me, but unfortunately that thing is monopolized.
I'm just thinking about the person, you know, that egged the car too. Like, you know, it's like, it's not a great situation, right? Obviously your property was damaged, but at the same time, like, you don't want to call the cops, because you know that they will either do nothing or they'll use overwhelming force on the person. And it's not worth, you know, having somebody die because, you know, they used overwhelming force on them, right?
Exactly. I think the same thing. He looks like a 20-year-old. He probably thinks we're the bad people. We're that pedophile house because the government raided them before and the government told me they're pedophiles. So he probably completely thinks he's justified, and he's probably just like angry at the world and doesn't really understand it. Yeah, he looks like a baby. Like, I'm only 24 and he looks younger than me.
Yeah, it's juvenile is what it is. And
I don't want him to get killed for it. I don't want him to get put in a cage for it.
Yeah, and that's exactly the thing. It's like, you know, there's a certain amount of force that's reasonable to use to defend yourself and your property. But
I would say in this case, the amount of reasonable force would be to throw eggs back.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think that might be a reasonable course of action, or a better course of action than calling the cops.
Well, if I knew where he lived, then yeah, I'd egg his house.
Yeah, because, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I mean, what are eggs going to do? I mean, if they hit somebody, it's not likely to hurt anybody, you know, seriously. And it was aimed, presumably, at the car. And, yes, it can cause damage, but...
Actually, I say that, but to be honest, I don't feel like spending the energy to drive to his house and egg his house, even if I knew where he lived. Like, that's just so lame.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I certainly wasn't condoning that. I meant more of a, you know, they come out here egging your house, you go inside, you get... a carton of eggs, and you return the favor while they're actually egging.
Right, and it's not even like it's worth taking the effort to go and egg their house,
it's
right?
It's not even that worth their effort to egg my house. It's not like I'm, like, going out there, like, you crazy kids, get off my lawn. Like, it's not even funny. Nobody reacts. Like, they don't see us. Like, I've just seen them drive past before.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, I'm always amazed that people get upset, and I understand that eggs can do damage to your property, right? I understand.
Well,
that.
don't they destroy the paint job of vehicles?
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
I mean, yeah, and I understand that. I mean, that can be expensive potentially, like, especially if you don't wipe it off right away, probably, and so on.
But. Yeah, and I didn't notice it went to the front just because the night it happened. I was just tired of everything going on in my life, and I didn't feel like, you know, fully inspecting my car. It was dark, but, and I forgot that it got to the front.
That's what I wish this person knew, was that you have nothing to do with any of this. You're an innocent bystander. You just got here. You've been traumatized. You've been put through enough. Having this random idiot escalate that and put you through even more is atrocious. Ian isn't even here.
I know, that's what else sucks. Like, somebody drove past my house that I'm assuming must be related, you know, just because, like, it's all happening at the same time. Somebody drove past my house while me and Coconut were on the porch and, like, yelled something rude to us, so I couldn't decipher what they said. It was just... the tone was obviously rude in the way they, like, sped off, and I couldn't understand them at all. And I was just like, wow, what, like, you look like such a coward yelling at, like, a 100-pound girl in her chihuahua. Like, why don't you come up and say it to my face? Like, honestly, it's not even like I'm saying, like, I want them to. It's just like, that's so low. Like, yeah, that's so lame. My boyfriend's not here.
And the crazy thing is, like, if that's the biggest problem you have in your life is somebody throwing eggs at your house, you don't know what a problem is, right? Like...
I think it's just, like, on top of everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a small problem relative to, like, what most people have in terms of problems.
Yeah, but when you keep throwing small problems onto people, eventually you have a big problem.
That's the thing that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, when I'm thinking about problems in my life, you know, somebody throwing eggs at my car or my house is, like, the least of my concerns. I don't know about you, but... I'm sure you've got way bigger concerns than that.
I have a few bigger concerns than that, yes. But, I mean, we're talking about a society that honestly just spent several days arguing about the gender of a potato toy. These people have nothing better to be concerned about.
Yeah.
Their house getting egged would be the focal point of their existence for that period of time.
Okay. And then it'd be a big war, and they'd get all excited about it. So I don't want to, like, help them have fun. Anyways, I don't want to be outside yelling at them. Like, Joa, I appreciate it, but Joa, like, flashed a flashlight at one of them when they drove by because he was, like, getting ready to throw some McDonald's trash at our house. And Joa flashed, like, a strobing flashlight at him, and he, like, started reciting the license plate numbers. And it's kind of, like, I'm kind of, like, I sort of wish he didn't do that just because now they're, like,
well,
the guy, like,
property.
Screamed.
If you don't want people doing that, tell them not to do that.
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of happening. Like, it just happened, like, rather. Okay. And, I don't know. It was just, like, afterwards I was thinking about it. I was like, well, now he's excited about it. Like, because the guy, like, screamed, like, haha, like, excited and, like, drove off really fast.
He got a reaction.
Now he's like, you know, yeah, he got a reaction. Yeah. So now it's a game.
Is this still happening? When was the last?
No, like, since they threw that trash that you saw last and they egged my cars, they haven't done anything that I know of yet.
You know what's amazing is that, like, there's cameras all over this place, and especially, like, before the FBI raid.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that people have the gall to, you know, do this type of thing.
And I think the same thing, because we had, like, a million cameras, and we got them on our cameras stealing our peace flag. I forgot to mention that, but before the raid. So I think that people on the show before were wondering if my house is getting egged because of the raid. It's actually, I don't think it could be, because, like, 2 days before the raid, the same kid, he has, like, long hair, he came up and grabbed the peace flag off our door and ran away. So we already know that they were already,
well, it's certainly
playing.
Not because of the rate. I mean, this sort of thing has been happening here for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and something I want to point out is that there was actually a kid at one point who did, I don't know, I don't think he egged the house. I think he stole a piece leg or something like that. But it was just a, you know, it was just a prank, you know. And years later, you know, we're basically friends with the kid, you know.
Yeah,
now.
He apologized to Ian.
Yeah, and he apologized and everything. So, you know,
he felt really bad.
Forgiveness and moving on is always the best way to handle these sorts of things. What do you think? Are you okay with this mild property damage? How would you react to it? 603-283-6160. I almost gave out my cell phone number that time. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You call in and talk about anything you want. You have nothing better to do this Friday night, because none of us do. But, I mean, this is fun, and I enjoy doing it. So, I mean, if I had a choice of what I could be doing on a Friday night to entertain myself, it would be broadcasting radio. And we're going to be broadcasting from ForkFest 2021. Is that the right year? Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like a easy, like a 2020 just roll off the tongue, and 2021 does not.
When you say broadcasting, you mean live or you mean pre-recorded and then played? Because that's what we've
been
doing.
Live is not impossible at this point, but...
I was going to say, that's usually difficult to do.
It's probably going to be pre-recorded. But, I mean, we will technically be
broadcasting. We'll record it, and then it will air the next day, probably, right? Yeah.
Most likely. We're going to be up there at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's just the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. I at least plan to be there. I also plan to be there for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, though, so I plan to do the entire two-week period. But ForkFest only, June 28th through July the 4th. Check it out at ForkFest.party. Again, ForkFest.party. So Virginia, evidently, has become the 12th state to ban a gay trans panic defense. Now, if I, not being overly familiar with this, I think this means that if a gay person or a trans person hits on you, in some states, you say, oh, I panicked and killed them.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Wow. That's a defense?
Evidently. It doesn't... I don't know if the article goes into... It does.
You couldn't just walk away?
Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill Wednesday against the defense, which has allowed those accused of homicide to receive lesser sentences by saying they panicked after finding out the victim's sexual orientation or gender identity.
Wait, so I'm sorry, Virginia is getting rid of that defense?
Yes.
Okay.
They're now no longer allowed to do it. The bill passed both the State House and the Senate. The author, Democratic delegate Danica Roem, said she first became aware of the defense after Matthew Shepard, a gay man, was murdered in 1998, and the men who killed him used the defense in court. Then, in 2004,
more than one man had to kill him because they were so afraid? They couldn't...
Well, they saw a gay dude, and, you know, being homophobes, they decided to kill him. And they said, oh, well, we panicked when we found out he was gay.
Oh, my God.
And one of the four men was also convicted of killing Gwen Araujo, a trans teenager, and he used the same defense again. I got to tell you, though.
Wait, he killed the same guy, killed multiple people?
Yes, a gay guy and a trans teenager, apparently.
What?
And both times he said, I panicked when I found out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But did he get away with it both times?
Well, panicking is like running from the problem, not killing somebody.
Well, he murdered someone in 1998, and then in 2004, he was out of prison and able to murder someone else. So, whether he was sentenced or what, I mean, he only did 6 years at best for murdering someone.
Two people. Wow. Wow.
You know, it's amazing. You know, they're willing to throw the books at, you know, activists, you know, for insane amounts of time, and like the minimum sentence is 10 years. And these guys, actual murderers.
And rapists get 6 months.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable.
Well, my aunt's ex-husband beat a woman to death with a hammer in order to steal $2,000 from her. He served less than 10 years in prison.
Wow.
He got a 10-year sentence, but he was released early on good behavior.
Wow.
Beating someone to death with a hammer.
That's so much worse than just, like, shooting someone because
that's horrific.
I mean, that takes, like, way more psychoticness.
I mean, talk about not having your priorities straight as far as, like, a government is concerned.
Well, I mean, they give nonviolent drug offenders, like, 25-year sentences and stuff, so it's not surprising.
They gave Ross Ulbricht 2 lifetimes plus 40 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
They didn't even get convicted of murder or, like,
he ran
anything
a website
in relation to it.
So Roem said that a researcher who studies the LGBTQ panic defense testified that it has been used at least 8 times in Virginia. She said some Virginia lawmakers questioned it, arguing that other legal defenses aren't banned, which Roem said is not true. We went through the list, the rape shield law. You cannot blame a rape survivor or a rape victim's past sex life for that person's rape in an encounter. Their sexual history is irrelevant. That's a bizarre defense as well. I've never heard of that being used, but evidently if someone is notoriously sexually active, there's a defense where you can rape them and say, oh, they were sexually frivolous.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
In addition, committing statutory rape against someone 14 or older and then marrying that person does not exonerate the rapist. It's amazing that these things have to be pointed out. The marriage is, quote, not a viable defense in court. What we were showing was sometimes things are so egregious that when we have this universal acknowledgement that this shouldn't be happening, we codify that. She has no experience speaking clearly because I have no idea what she's talking about. Only 12 states have banned this defense, though, so in 38 of the 50 states, you can still say that you panicked when you killed a gay or trans person. She said it's a sign that the makeup of state legislatures is changing, but I don't expect to see anything like this from Texas or Mississippi or Alabama anytime soon. In fact, I think Mississippi just banned trans people from competing in sports at all. In Vermont, Taylor Small, who was elected to the state house in 2020 and is the state's first openly trans legislator, introduced a similar bill there. He said, you'll notice with me introducing this bill, with Taylor Small introducing this bill in Vermont. No, this is someone else speaking. They're saying that, you know, people are coming forward to get rid of this defense or to make it, you know, not a defense anymore. Having more openly LGBTQ representatives, particularly trans people, affects whether constituents feel like their concerns will be heard. It doesn't affect me. You can put all of... If New Hampshire's state government was filled with trans people, it would do nothing to make me feel like they were more likely to listen to me. Because they wouldn't be. It's not their job to listen to us.
And they still believe in using force against people, so they don't make me feel safe at all.
In my case, my teenage constituent, who knows that his delegate is trans, and he as someone who's out, feels safe talking to her, can send me a bill idea and say, hey, Delegate Roem, can you carry this? Can you make this happen? Roem said that Virginia, as the first southern state to pass a ban on the defense, also sets an example to other states. She said they did it before Vermont, Maryland, and Massachusetts, although both Vermont and Maryland are considering similar bills. Roem said that once Delaware gets on board, she hopes the Mid-Atlantic states can send a message to LGBTQ people, hoping that the Mid-Atlantic region can really tell people that you're welcome here because of who you are, and we'll protect you because of who you are. I mean, you're not really protecting people with this law. You're just taking away a really stupid argument that probably should have never worked in court in the first place.
Yeah, that used to justify their murder.
Yeah, I mean, panicking is like running away. As Chris pointed out, it's not killing someone because they're gay or trans or whatever. That's a bit excessive.
Yeah, and, you know, I could kind of see, you know, somebody using some sort of defense that they panicked, but it just seems like that would be a situation where you're pointing a gun at an intruder and you shot the intruder who was unarmed, not like, I don't know, you know, taking a gun out and shooting somebody that came up with some bizarre story about how they're afraid of you after you, I don't know, had sex with them or whatever, voluntarily, and then found out that they were, you know, some other sexuality or something.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Capitol police officer is dead, one of two that were injured in today's attack at the Capitol by a suspect who has also died from his injuries. Just after 1 p.m. Eastern, a vehicle rammed into a Capitol police checkpoint. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman.
At such time, the suspect exited the vehicle with a knife in hand. Our officers then engaged that suspect. He did not respond to verbal commands. The suspect did start lunging toward U.S. Capitol Police officers, at which time U.S. Capitol Police officers fired upon the suspect.
The Capitol building was on lockdown for a short time. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Chris. And it's a weird makeup. I've never been here on a Friday. I haven't done a show with Chris since we were doing Call to Freedom.
That was a while back.
It was. It's been about a year and a half at this point, I think.
I'd say Call to Freedom.
It's good to be back, though.
It is.
You know, doing a show with you. It's been so long. We did that for like a year, right? Like a 2 year, 1-2 year. I don't know how long you were on, but I did it for, I think, like 2 years almost. And maybe a year with you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there was, I mean, pretty much since before I came to New Hampshire, I was doing Call to Freedom Live every day.
What is that? That was your show?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, it was Will Coley's show, but then he moved and I inherited it. And I carried it on, I think, for about a year.
It was a while after he moved and couldn't do it anymore. Yeah, we kept it going and it was good, but it was too much.
It was time for it to die.
Yeah. I mean, we were you doing Free Talk Live as well at that time?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you were doing Free Talk Live. I was doing Free Talk Live. I think I started Freedom Decrypted at that time. So, like, that was, like, 3 shows a week. It was a lot. Three-hour shows a week is just, it's too much. I mean, if you're not doing that as your full-time job, it's too much.
Yeah, because I had a full-time job. I mean, still have that same full-time job
right
on top of that. And, like, my days off would be Monday, Free Talk Live, and then Tuesday. When actually, Monday would be Call to Freedom, and then Tuesday would be Call to Freedom, and then Free Talk Live, which is 6 straight hours of radio.
Oh, that's right. You were doing it every day, right, for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I don't know how you pulled that off.
It was exhausting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I carried on for as long as I could. And then finally I was like, no, this isn't worth it. Let's go down to just Saturdays and Sundays or whatever. And then.
Yeah. You know, it's, I think when you've got a nationally syndicated radio show like Free Talk Live, and you do it once a week, it feels like it's worthwhile. But like when you're doing it every single day and it's not a massive, you know, nationally syndicated show, you know, on 200 stations, it's just, it's like, it's too much.
But yeah, I mean, Call to Freedom had a listener base of like maybe 20, 30 people. It wasn't huge.
Not enough to do a five-day-a-week show.
I mean, it was the idea is, I mean, when you start a show, it's going to grow, and hopefully, you know, you get up to several hundred listeners and stuff like that. But
if you burn yourself out before it gets off the ground.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. I need to unmute you. Sorry. Like I said, I'm weird today. I need to hit the right button. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live now.
Yeah, today somebody decided to downsize DC
and,
rammed a car into a U.S. Capitol cop and then get out. I guess they're saying that the human being got out and brandished a knife and got gunned down.
Well, oh, that's
a freedom fighter, whatever you call the driver of the car. Let's not forget that the U.S. Capitol Police brutally murdered Miriam Carey on 3 October 2013. She was the one, the dental hygienist from Connecticut, you may recall. She was driving around probably looking for a foreign diplomatic mission. She had her passport with her and some foreign money, probably looking to see about getting a job in some country where maybe she had been. And she made a wrong turn at 15th and E Streets, thinking that she could go west, and found that, you know, oh, this is a security zone. Oh, this is the White House. And maybe bumped the concrete barrier. They claim she tried to ram her car through it, but there would be visible damage on the video a few minutes later at the Capitol if she had tried to ram her way through a concrete barrier, and there isn't.
Yeah, that's just the excuse that they use to justify murder.
They trapped her in northeast Washington on Maryland Avenue with the barricades that come up out of the road, and then they just started shooting at her while she had a toddler in the back seat.
Well, did the toddler die?
No, the toddler, thank goodness, survived it all, but none of the goons that murdered her ever spent a day in prison for it. And now they're whining like crybabies when somebody fights back to, you know, downsize D.C. or you know, resist a brutal police state. Take a tour of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. It's right next to the place where they print all the so-called money. And you'll see, get a vivid view of what happened when people did not kill enough police. Gestapo is German for a couple of words that mean secret state police, and policemen by definition are cops. And
I definitely want to interject that no one should be going out there killing cops.
Yeah, I have to say
your opinion.
Yeah, I have to say that while I'm not crying over these dead cops, I certainly will say I don't think that's the best strategy as far as, you know, dealing with the violence that is government.
It's easy to point out another time that they did something wrong and say like that's why this is justified, but it hate just never justifies hate. It just adds more hate. It doesn't subtract from what happened to Maryland.
You know, there may be a time for violence, but I think, you know, until you've got a, you know, something to actually, you know, fight back with, it's a losing strategy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there ever is a time for violence, because violence doesn't...
Oh, yeah, when the government comes at me and, you know, they're shooting at me...
Violence,
you know,
doesn't end violence.
It doesn't, but it doesn't... You know, I would agree with you, but at the same time, I don't necessarily think that means I'm not justified in shooting back if that's what was happening, you know?
Well, I mean, if the government showed up at your property and started shooting at you, you mean?
Yeah.
I would still argue that that's not the best way to handle the situation.
Okay, what way would you handle a situation where the government's already shooting at you at your own property?
By changing the subject to something else.
Okay. I would love to hear your envisioning how you would do that in such a circumstance, because I have a really hard time
imagining. I'm telling you, we should change the subject that we're discussing to something else.
Fair enough. Okay.
Instead of trying to put me on the spot to answer that kind of question to someone who's
federal probation, good point. All right, so let's move on.
Again, violence doesn't end violence. It only extends it. So anyway, did either of you happen to find... You did. You found something worth discussing.
Yep. It's actually in Baltimore. So, violent crime in Baltimore plunges after city ditches prosecution of prostitution, drug possession, and other minor offenses.
Now, Baltimore, that's Maryland, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they probably have a fairly low crime rate anyway.
No, they're huge in crime. Because
really?
Baltimore is just like a really bad city. Like,
okay.
Really terrible.
See, I don't know much about the Northeast.
I really don't either, but I have heard that.
2.5 years.
Baltimore is like the worst. Like, you would not want to drive through Baltimore,
actually,
let alone.
I had to drive through Baltimore on the way up here when I worked for a libertarian thing, and I drove all the way from San Antonio to Maine, and the by far worst part of that drive was Baltimore. It was terrifying, and everybody was driving like they were on crack cocaine. It was terrifying. Okay, sorry.
The worst part of my drive here from Mississippi was through Kentucky, for sure. Just because I knew
being boring?
No, just because I knew I couldn't stop anywhere if anything happened.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. In Kentucky, you pass signs that say stuff like, adultery is a sin. You will go to hell for adultery. I'm not joking.
It will just say things straight up like that.
Also in Ohio, which really surprised me. Okay, so decarcinal experiment. I have no idea how to say that word. Decarcinarial experiment in Baltimore gets results. After a year of foregoing prosecution of certain nonviolent misdemeanor crimes, Baltimore has seen a serious drop in violent crimes and property crimes, too. Between March 2020 and March 2021, violent crime in Baltimore dropped 20% and property crime dropped 36%. Homicides were also down slightly, 13 fewer compared to the previous year. Baltimore's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, announced in March 2020 that her office would dismiss all pending charges for drug possession, prostitution, trespassing, open container, public urination, paraphernalia possession, attempted distribution of drugs, and minor traffic offenses.
Wow.
That's great.
They're dismissing all cases that involve those things?
Yep. It would also stop prosecuting new cases for these offenses, a decision born out of the desire to thwart COVID-19 spreading through jails.
Sounds to me like Baltimore has done at least one thing, right? What do you think? Are they causing the downfall of society? Is it all going to fall apart now? 603-283-6160. Call us. Let us know.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Basically, you know, isn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy? Crimes, then the crime rate will go down. It would be, but what we're discussing right now is a bit more nuanced. We're discussing how Baltimore is no longer prosecuting nonviolent crimes. And as a result of that, they are still prosecuting violent crimes, but they're not prosecuting violent crimes. But because they're not prosecuting violent crimes, nonviolent crimes, their violent crime rate is also going down.
Also, that's not really the definition of a self-fulfilling prophecy. That would just be like a scheme or something, but whatever. A self-fulfilling...
More like a tautology, really. It's like the crime rate went down because we stopped calling things crimes. It's yeah. Like, yeah.
Well,
but it's good news for Baltimore.
Yep.
Great news.
So in the last segment, we said that they stopped prosecuting public urination, open container, trespassing, prostitution, drug possession, attempted distribution of drugs, and minor traffic offenses. And they're doing this to try to thwart the COVID-19 spreading through jails. It says Mosby's.
So. Now that they're seeing the positive results of this policy, though, is there any chance that they're going to...
Nope.
Yeah.
What? Like, to keep doing it?
Yeah, I mean...
You'd have to actually have some sort of trust of the system, and I know. We know the system doesn't work.
Well, I'm not sure if this is only temporary, if that's what you're asking.
It sounds like, in order to keep the jails uncrowded because of COVID-19, I mean... It's good because most of the crap they give us about COVID-19 is just more restrictions. So it's good that, you know, there's this one thing that's less restrictive. But it's also going to come to an end when COVID-19 comes to an end.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Like, when you talk about nonviolent offenses, they're not prosecuting. You'd think that they would prosecute, but they just wouldn't give any jail time for the penalty. It would be like a fine or something.
I wouldn't even recommend a fine. I mean,
I think it's better that they don't prosecute, but I'm just saying, like, you would think that they would want that money, right? Like,
it's bizarre to me that prostitution is illegal and public urination are illegal. I get that it's disgusting and you don't want people doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of
why is it illegal?
I was just thinking, like, today that prostitution is so weird because, like, there are people all the time that have sex for, like, an agreement. And, like, nobody ever hears about it. It doesn't hurt anyone. It doesn't hurt the people involved. Like, it's just weird. But, I mean, I get having somebody as a slave is illegal. So, yeah, sex slaves being...
But that falls under slavery.
Like, exactly. Right? People like to act like prostitution just equals, like, women in a house chained to a bed. And, like, that's not really what prostitution is. I mean, I have so many normal friends you would meet and just think they're normal people. And they've, you know, had sex and then got $50 for it. It's some people's kink.
Well, in New Hampshire, prostitution is illegal. However, paying someone to record pornography with them is not. However stupid that is, right? So, I think it was a sheriff on some courthouse actually did this to a woman that he found attractive. He propositioned her, hey, let's go record some pornography. I will pay you. It's absolutely bizarre. But I had this hypothesis that the reason prostitution is illegal, because if men had to pay money every single time they failed to give a woman an orgasm, women would have all the wealth on the planet.
What do you mean?
I mean, most men have no idea how to have sex with a woman, right? So the woman's going to be unsatisfied either way. If they also had to pay money to all of these unsatisfied women, they'd be broke.
But why would they have to pay just because they couldn't satisfy them?
Well, because someone who's hiring a prostitute is not looking to satisfy the prostitute.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they're like, well, since we're not looking to satisfy women anyway, let's make it where we don't have to pay them as well.
Okay.
I don't know how true that is. It's just, that became a lot more long-winded than I wanted it to be. It's more of a joke than something I actually
I think it
believe,
just went over but... my head. If it's a joke, it probably went over my head.
But either way, it's good that, you know, Baltimore is no longer prosecuting it.
This says that Mosby's office dismissed 1,423 pending cases and dismissed 1,415 warrants related to those offenses between March 2020 and March 2021. Now the change will be permanent. Oh, so that's good. And a quote from her says, the police are going to follow what they've been doing for the past year, which is not arresting people based on the offenses I mentioned at a March 26th press conference. Clearly, the data suggests that there's no...
So what do they do? If they see a prostitute in the street, says it's just, hey, stop doing that. That's illegal.
They arrest them for...
Well, they can't arrest them.
Yes, being within 6 feet of another person.
Oh. True. I mean,
maybe in Maryland. I don't know what their COVID response is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
She said, clearly, the data suggests there is no public safety value in prosecuting low-level offenses. That's pretty good.
That's a strong statement from what... You said she's the district attorney?
Baltimore's state attorney. Well, okay. I don't know why it doesn't say, like, Maryland's state attorney.
I think it would mean Baltimore's city attorney. Mm. And they just wrote state for whatever reason. Because Baltimore is for sure not a state.
Yeah, that's weird. It says Baltimore State's, like, possessive attorney. So that's weird. I don't know what that means.
I have to quote from the wrong person.
It says, of course, it doesn't necessarily follow that halting prosecution of some nonviolent offenses actually caused Baltimore's widespread drop in violent and property crimes. For instance, the pandemic and business and school shutdowns alone could explain the decline. I don't think so, because crime is going up in, like, L.A. really, really bad because of the shutdowns. Oh. I've heard that about L.A., and I believe it makes sense, like, people being bored and not able to go to bars and wanting to go off and do things and ending up getting drunk somewhere they're not supposed to be and getting in fights and stuff. I could totally see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see COVID as reducing the crime rate either. Maybe it did. I don't know. But there's no reason to assume that it did either.
I can see it having an impact on the crime rate potentially, but I don't know. It's a good question. Like,
I can't break into this guy's house and steal from him because he might have COVID. That just does not seem to me the thought process that someone willing to break into someone's house would actually use.
I can't assault someone because then I'd have to get in between 6 feet of them.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I can't imagine too many rapists out there being like, oh, I can't rape anyone this year because I might get COVID.
Maybe it's like opportunities. It's like reducing their opportunities to commit those types of offenses or some types of offenses.
Well,
I don't know.
More people are staying at home, so it would presumably be riskier these days to break into someone's house in order to rob them.
But then, yeah, I mean, and most crimes happen locally, so it could be that, you know, that's the places that people would rob would be the houses, and people are in the houses, therefore, you know, there's less robberies of houses.
It seems like people are bored, and crimes often happen when people are bored or just in
That's
a situation where they should be off doing something, you know, more productive. Well,
and maybe if they're teenagers, but I haven't experienced anything like that since I was like maybe 14 years old. I'm just like, I'm bored. I'm going to go egg someone's mailbox.
I was going to say, these are like college-age kids that are egging my house. You know, they must be super bored. It's been 5 years since this has happened.
Probably high school.
I don't know. It's hard to tell with boys. They all look older than me. But this says, Reason Magazine says, but the fact that the pandemic shutdowns have corresponded to rising violent crime rates in many other U.S. cities casts doubt on their power to explain Baltimore's decrease in both nonviolent and violent offenses. In any event, Baltimore authorities are keen to continue the experiment. We leave behind the era of tough-on-crime prosecution and zero-tolerance policing and no longer default to the status quo to criminalize mostly people of color for addiction, said Mosby in a statement. We will develop sustainable solutions and allow our public health partners to do their part to address mental health and substance use disorder.
Well, that's good, I guess. I still don't think that someone who uses drugs or sells drugs or whatever necessarily has a substance abuse problem. And it certainly isn't going to be true of every prostitute out there.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, maybe some of the prostitutes out there just want to do that line of work because they enjoy it.
Yeah, high-end prostitutes, man. It certainly seems like a smart business move.
If you enjoy having sex and you enjoy making money, it does seem like a smart business move to combine those two things together.
Yeah. I mean, there's people who have sex addictions, you know, and if you want to get into that line of work and you're hot, you know.
But you can't because it's illegal for some reason.
Yep, and of course the next sentence is about you know, an outreach program they have for prostitutes. It's just like you guys are saying, they're trying to say that it's like automatically a problem if you're doing prostitution. And Mosby's office will be partnering with the Baltimore Crisis Response Incorporated and other community groups, including the Sex Workers Outreach Project, to help provide a range of services to those who need them. Yeah,
I can see why they think that. I mean, with prostitution being illegal, there is more sex trafficking than there would be if prostitution was totally legal. What do you think?
Very good point.
603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.